drama, comedy, suspense, thriller, propaganda. Google listed Unplanned, the story of former abortion clinic director and now pro-life activist Abby Johnson, on search results as drama, propaganda, film, according to a Thursday tweet from the Daily Signal's senior writer and producer, Kelsey Bowler. Following backlash, Google now lists the genre for this movie as drama. The film was released on March 29 and has a R rating related. Twitter temporarily suspended Unplanned movie account on opening weekend. Who knew that propaganda was a movie genre? At Google, once again exposing its gross political bias, Harkness said in a tweet. Live Action founder and president Lila Rose pointed out in a tweet that though Unplanned was labeled as propaganda, in 1935 Nazi propaganda film is listed on Google's search engine result as war or history. Yesterday at Google had their contempt for pro-life voices on full display by labeling an Unplanned movie as propaganda. Meanwhile, The Triumph of the Wheel, a literal Nazi propaganda film, is labeled as history or war. Was this just another mistake or algorithm error? Rose tweeted. Google adjusted the movie's label as of Friday. When we're made aware of disputed facts in our knowledge graph, we work to fix the issues as we've done in this case, a Google spokesperson told the Daily Caller News Foundation. Knowledge panels are listed in search results. Knowledge panels are updated automatically as information changes on the web, but Google also considers changes in two main ways: directly from entities depicted in the knowledge panel and from general user feedback, a Google information page says. Johnson, who left Planned Parenthood after witnessing an ultrasound during an abortion, expressed frustration at Google for labeling her story as propaganda. Executives at Google should actually watch the film before labeling it propaganda or anything else, Johnson said. They are showing their obvious bias against people finding out the truth about abortion. What about the movie Obvious Child, which Planned Parenthood heavily promoted, or any movie by Michael Moore? Why aren't those labeled propaganda? It's a disservice to not only free speech, but also practical common sense when they are actively hampering the truth about a divisive issue in a country to be known.